The outro solo to Mr. Crowley starts with that same harmonic spelling that we've seen in the exercise preceding. Let's look at it in this key. The chords will be D minor, G minor 7, or B flat, C major, and F. The next phrase makes use of the chord progression, that is, notes from B flat, E minor 7 flat 5, or a diminished chord, and finally the A. This is where we have a hint of the harmonic minor scale being used in the C sharp. You'll notice the outline of a diminished chord in this tremolo picking section. Now we have a resolution back to D minor from that A we'd established, and here we see how arpeggios are used in addition to chromaticism. Imagine an arpeggio of D minor, these notes, with their lower neighbor tones. There's the combining of two devices, first of all chromaticism, and second of all the arpeggio outline. Now we have this winding scalar sequence, which again is very typical of Randy Rhoads' melodic style. Which is answered by this long legato scale phrase, meaning that you hammer on all the notes. That was a very standard diatonic scale broken up into triplets or sextuplets phrasing to give it a smooth legato sound. Again, we're at the point in the song where we're thinking of the 5 chord, the A chord of D minor, and this time we're running up the scale using trills and sequences combined with scale notes. What this means is each note of our trill will start on a scale note. So think of this scale to begin with. That's all played on the second string. Now let's add trills. At this point, we're back to D minor, and we have a strong motif that brings us into the key of D minor. Again, we have a more melodic contour reminiscent of the one we had an octave lower. And in this climax phrase, we have elements of chromaticism and scale activity combined in a long phrase which descends down the neck. Notice the use of the identical fingering pattern similar to the solo of I Don't Know. This transitional phrase should be learned in one fingering and moved down rapidly to accommodate all the chromatic notes. I'm going to isolate just that phrase for you. Then finally, this is joined by its lower answer. Together, these two phrases should be joined until they sound seamless. To a half-time section, meaning now we're all in quarter notes, emphasizing the strong beats. That last D emphasizes the return back to D minor from the A chord. Now we have this bluesy motif, which is repeated twice and given a variation on the second part. And the last few bars, which are in the fade out.